can't talk about my reading habits without talking about the reading habits of 8 other middle-aged women who live in southeast London. You may already have guessed that I'm talking about my book group. We don't have a name, but we do have a reputation among local book groups as the most badly behaved. It's true that we're not the most organised of groups. There's no strict rotation when it comes to hosting the event. There's no foolproof system for choosing the next book. And when it comes to getting hold of the book we've chosen, we can't always all remember what book it was we chose. It's also true that there's no system for sharing our views of the book, and listening skills are not always displayed to the full. But despite our behavioural and organisational shortcomings, we have kept reading. We read mainly novels, but we also read biography, memoir, diaries, travelogues, short stories and poetry. We have read books from all over the world, books set in the past, present and future, bestsellers and self-published, from 90 to 900 pages. We have read comedy, tragedy, misery, fantasy, dystopia, crime, mystery, psychology and sci-fi. I've been in the group over 10 years, so in that time I've read over 100 books that the group have chosen, and I'm certain that many of them are books that I would not otherwise have read. I have been stretched and challenged. I have also been bored, annoyed, and sometimes I have given up on the book. Once or twice, I confess, I haven't even started the book. But then there are the ones I've loved. The ones that have made me laugh, made me cry, amazed me, shocked me, impressed me, given me insight, better understanding, more knowledge, and have made me want to keep reading. I have my book group to thank for all this. This sometimes shambolic group has got me reading again. I say again because when I joined my book group, I was reading very little. I had young children, was working, not sleeping much, and not finding the time to read. But book group gave me focus and structure to my reading, even if it is only one book a month. And sometimes it is still only one book a month, but one, of course, is better than none. Book group has also encouraged me to analyse my responses and articulate my thoughts about what I read. To say nothing of friendship, fun and hours of laughter. So, if any of you are listening, I am raising my, unfortunately imaginary, glass of Sauvignon Blanc to you. Oh, and by the way, can anyone remember the date of the next meeting?